You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
I'm Piper Laurie.
I'm Brad Forenza.
And you're listening to Around the Sun.
Season 2, Epilogue. Intelligent Life.
What's happening?
Who speaks in the desert?
This is it!
Two aliens, Maud and Otto, occupy what seems to be a spaceship's main cabin. Maud shuffles paperwork, while Otto peers through a window, back down at planet Earth.
Well, that was just lovely.
Ugh.
Planet Earth was so fresh, so new and exciting. You were right, Maud. There's always more we don't know about the universe compared to what we do know.
Well, some things are better off not knowing. Besides, you've been on one intergalactic expedition. You've been on them all.
I don't think anything could top planet Earth. I found the whole place quite titillating. All those bells and whistles.
If that's what passes for intelligent life down there, they can keep it.
But we don't have slot machines on planet Zarb, or roulette wheels, or craps tables. Planet Earth was so dimensional.
Who needs dimension? Planet Zarb is perfect. It's pristine and spotless.
Yeah, but it's kind of flat.
Well, take a last look out your window at that rocky mess. Looks like the who did it and ran back there.
Ouch.
Perfect planet Zarb is certain. It's predictable. The desert was filled with quicksand. If I didn't keep my eyes open, I would have got sucked right in. And then where would you be?
I don't know. The flashing neon of the strip? Hmm? The pageantry of the showgirls? Every minute a jackpot. Every moment a possibility. Out of the desert grows magic.
You must mean mirage or illusion.
Oh, speaking of, did you guys ever get to see David Copperfield?
Nothing is as it seems down there.
He's a real nice guy, you know. I could have gotten you house seats.
Those bells and whistles, they're there to distract you from the smell of yesterday's cigarettes. Just a bunch of smooth talkers in that desert. I should have known it was all too good to be true.
I miss it already.
What's to miss? The traffic?
The life. I'm already counting the days until our next trip.
Well, keep counting. I wouldn't go back to miserable planet Earth if my life depended on it.
I thought you said we were going back this summer.
That was before. This is now.
But
in fact, after we turn in our report, I'm going to ask the boss to deprogram my brain so I never have to think about my year down there.
But if you do that, Maud, I'll have no one to relive the experience with. It'll be like it never happened.
That's the point.
Well, you certainly looked like you were having fun down there.
Well, looks can be deceiving, trust me. Now, get your field notes out so we can write this report, even though I already know my conclusion. To be human is to suffer. To be raw and miserable all the time. Intelligent life, my foot.
You know, I lost down there too.
It's different. You played games of chance.
So did you.
I'm new to the desert, he said. Come have dinner with me, he said. Come lay by my side forever and ever and ever, on top of my motorhome and under the stars that Coyote once hung. Well, forever came and went. Shady earthling.
So?
So what?
So maybe you need the sting of the snake eyes to appreciate the high of a good run, huh?
Just give me your field notes so we can write this stinking report and call it a day.
We won, Maud. We lost, but we also won.
Don't be ridiculous. The house always wins.
I danced at a music festival. I learned hydroponic gardening. I went streaking for nuclear disarmament.
Right. And then you landed in the Huskow and we had to bail you out.
True, true, true. But when you consider the journey, it's a net win. I believe that.
Forget net wins. Back home, we have gross wins, unequivocal wins, perfect planet, perfect people, perfect life. Case closed.
You know what, Maud?
What?
When we get back to Planet Zarb, I'm going to open a casino.
You can't do that, Otto.
Why not?
We don't have casinos on Zarb.
So I'll corner the market.
Not going to happen.
Come on. It'll spice things up. It'll give us a little joie de vivre out there.
Hmm? Games of chance bring loss. And loss brings pain. Pain is best preserved for miserable planet Earth, not perfect planet Zarb. There's a reason the boss doesn't allow for those games, and it's for our own good. I know that now. And when you know better, you'll do better. You protect your heart. Leave it all behind.
Hey, Maud.
Now what?
What if I brought some dice back home?
You can't.
Just a pair is all. A souvenir. See?
Otto.
But now we can shoot craps and remember our good times on Earth.
But I don't want to remember my time on Earth. Not a single day. And we don't need that junk on our perfect planet. Didn't you watch the news while you were down there? Those terrestrials have too much stuff in their lives. Too much junk they don't know how to purge. Their landfills are full. They're talking about dumping in space as it is, and perfect planet Zarb has a no-dumping policy.
It's just a little tchotchke to tide me over until our next visit. A keepsake is all.
There's not going to be another visit. And I'm not taking this stuff back to my planet. Now, where are your field notes?
Suit yourself. Here you go.
January. Otto and Maud arrive on planet Earth. February. Otto and Maud settle into desert timeshare for a nice realtor. March. Otto goes to Vegas. Wins big. April. Maud meets nice human friend. Says he's from the big city, also new to desert, but hates it. Otto, what is this?
My field notes.
But Otto, these are just observations of us.
I thought that was the mission, to understand the human experience.
It was, but Otto, you were supposed to observe the humans, not us. We already know about us.
But if I observed anyone else, they would have been alien to me.
Otto!
Keep reading.
May, Maud's big city friend, calls her sophisticated, invites her to fancy buffet, makes her feel special. June, Otto goes to Vegas, wins even bigger. July, Maud has sleepover with big city boyfriend. August, Maud moves into big city boyfriend's motorhome. Otto misses Maud, but joins her every Sunday for fire pit. Yeah, you better read the rest. I know it's coming.
September. Maud tells Otto she will not return from expedition to planet Earth. She will spend her days in the desert with big city boyfriend, counting the stars and howling at the moon. October, Otto goes to Vegas, loses everything and more, should have quit while he was ahead. November, spaceships landing all over desert. Maud's big city boyfriend feels cornered and threatened. Maud says it's time to move on. December, Maud and Otto return home. The end of an era.
Such a cruel, cruel planet.
It was quite layered, that's for sure. But if you look back now, Maud, the peaks and valleys of planet Earth have all evened out. See?
No.
It doesn't look so rocky from up here. It's just a blue and green composite now.
Still feels uneven.
Just give it some time. It'll come into focus eventually.
I don't want his junk in my orb, Otto.
I understand, Maud, but you gotta be in it to win it.
I don't want his stuff following me back home.
It's still a net gain, though.
What is? Heartache? A couple quarters from the slot machine?
The beauty and sadness. The pleasure and pain. The space in between pulling the lever and learning the outcome. Think of the journey, Maud.
We were supposed to return with a deeper understanding of things. But I feel like I'm more screwed up now than when we went down there.
There's always more we don't know about the universe when compared to what we do know, right? And wasn't that the point of the expedition, to learn?
I don't know what the point is anymore.
Yet here we are, returning to our perfect planet, a little different than before.
A little more changed, I guess.
A little more giddy.
A little more jaded.
A little more human.
I guess I'm going to miss it after all.
Me too. Until the next expedition, of course.
Don't hold your breath. Too much traffic down there. Too much work. Too much junk.
But a really fun time.
Hey, Otto.
Yeah, Maud.
Let me see the dice.
And that's a wrap. Thank you, cast, creative team, and listeners, for joining us in the desert for Around the Sun Season 2. Around the Sun is a Best Version of Yourself production, written and directed by Brad Forenza. You can always stream full episodes and read full credits at aroundthesunpodcast.com. Thanks again for supporting this podcast and the independent artists who make it possible.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.